beautiful will manifest itself in truth and in goodness.
Local.
The challenges that we're facing in our generation, we just need the gospel. I mean, every culture, every generation just needs to know how the gospel applies.
Engaging.
We don't bring any life at all to the church. The church is the life. It still gives us the life.
Live.
The reality is, He is all things beautiful, capital B. And so anything that is authentically beautiful draws us, even if we don't realize it, to God.
Good morning and welcome. I am Heather Caro.
And I'm Deacon Paul Trinan.
And we are your hosts this morning, broadcasting from this beautiful room here at the Abbey of the Hills.
Yeah, we're welcoming you as Christ and a little bit of a Benedictine flair here at the Abbey with Spirit of St. Benedict. And God, I just love that intro. There's so many beautiful things that are just said on there.
I know. You'll be excited because we're updating that intro. So
I don't know if I will be excited about that, guys. I really like it.
You'll like the new one, I promise.
All right, I trust you.
So, folks, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Real Presence Live. We have a great lineup this morning. We're touching base with Father Sean Hagerty. He's going to talk about the future of the local church, recognizing how we're creating a plan to work through the consequences of a few people practicing their faith. So that's really gone down in numbers, and we're kind of opening that up. Then Tom Henrich is going to be on talking about what's happening at the parish level for the Eucharistic revival. Sister Ann Wolfe will be on at 10. She is a very special guest. She talks about the perils of human trafficking. So if there are any little ears that are listening today, 10 a.m. might be a little bit sensitive for those little ears. But it's a very important topic that we need to keep at the forefront. And then
Father Christopher Hughes, he was a recent speaker here at a Day of Recollection, and he talked about the sacred, increasing our devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus,
Beautiful.
And wow, he really, really hit it out. So I'm really excited to have
him. It's going to be a great day. So before we get started, one thing that we've been trying to incorporate into our daily shows is a little bit of a daily gospel reflection. So Deacon, I'll let you start with that.
This is a new one for me, so kind of guide me as far as time-wise and things like that.
I won't, but the Holy Spirit will.
I know that. So I'm going to actually read the gospel today, and I'm actually going to ask everybody that's listening to kind of come with us on this. So, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In fact, it's John chapter 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, and not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say and tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you love me, you'd rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And I've told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." You may believe. "I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pretty beautiful, huh?
Absolutely.
I don't know. We could go to the next 2 hours just discussing some of the nuances of that, but of course, it's the Abbey of the Hills where we're at right now, and the sun hasn't shone for a week. It seems like it's been raining. So in comes Heather, and we get this beautiful sunshine. But the mission at the Abbey is to foster the rediscovery of peace. And gosh, you know, when Jesus is speaking, you know, he's at the Last Supper, and he's just so profound, his last words to these beloved 11 apostles. "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you." And then he says, not as the world, do I give it to you. And then he says, when I give you your peace, there should be a response to that. There should be a response out of faith, and that response should be, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." About 10 minutes before I came up here, a friend of mine, one of the Abbey guys here, he's the head of our board, Roman, was over in Italy with Father Mike Wensing. And they were touring around, pilgrim. going on a pilgrimage, and they went to Rome, and he picks me up this blessed miraculous medal. It's blessed by St. John Paul. And I turn it over, and it's got all these different languages on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's his line, "Be not afraid." And that doesn't come from John Paul. It's passed on from John Paul from today's gospel. "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." I just think that's beautiful.
Absolutely.
In this world where there's so much angst and so much unpeace, God's calling us, reminding us at the end of the ministry that he's giving to his 12, remember the most important things. Wash feet, you know. Be a servant. Teaches us of the Eucharist. And he reminds us, be at peace. My peace is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's his will for us.
It is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So, you know, there's other things within there. I'll come back to you. The world must know that I love my Father. I'm doing what he says, and the love and the obedience, the love and the obedience, the connectivity there. But really, he wants us, today's gospel, he wants us to be at peace. Yeah.
Amen.
So we were worried about the IT part of it and the connectivity. We had some issues the last time we were on air here, and the Lord just said to me, hey, are you listening to me? Be at peace.
Were you at peace at all times?
At all times? I'm working on that.
That's what I do. I need the reminder often.
The Holy Spirit, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Well, thank you for that reflection. That was beautiful and a great reminder for all of us.
Yeah, that call to peace is, man, it's deep here at the Abbey. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's our mission, so.
All right, we're going to take a quick break after that gospel reflection. Up next on Real Presence Live, we're going to have an honest conversation about the future of the church locally and the impacts we've seen as fewer people practice their Catholic faith. Father Sean Hagerty is here from the Diocese of Sioux Falls. He'll be in studio right after this.
Live, engaging, and local, this is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network. Searching for more great Catholic content? Visit our website at realpresenceradio.com. Find Catholic news you can trust, information about events coming up in the local area, and the latest on what's happening at the RPR Network. And don't forget that you can listen to any of our stations around the clock from anywhere in the world. Need prayers for someone or something in your life? You can submit those through our online form for the entire family to pray for. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope. Online at realpresenceradio.com.
Have you forgiven those who have hurt you, especially those who abandoned or left you after taking their own life? I'm Father Chris Alar. Jesus says that you can only be forgiven by God if you forgive others. It is one of the most important things you can ever do, for if you don't, you are jeopardizing your own salvation. When you refuse to forgive someone, you are not hurting them, you are only hurting yourself. Forgiveness is a critical part of the healing process, which includes forgiving yourself. Also, forgiveness may not be nearly as difficult as you think. So join us and learn how to forgive, and God can fully forgive you through His love and mercy. Please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost and to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.